Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. During the recent State Fruit and Vegetable Association's annual meetings, UK water quality specialist Amanda Gumbert was invited to speak to remind farmers that they need to generate or update their ag water quality plans. In a follow-up interview, she provided some background.
As of 1994, we had what's called the Kentucky Ag Water Quality Act. And that act said that anyone participated in agriculture that has 10 acres or more, which also includes forestry, so anybody with 10 acres or more farming or harvesting trees needs an ag water quality plan.
Several years back, Kentucky developed a procedure to meet federal standards, but that would give farmers the flexibility to mold those plans to their particular needs on the farm.
Those plans include a set of best management practices, or what we call BMPs for short, that basically detail how a producer is going to have activities on the farm that will protect water quality. Most of these practices also make really good agronomic sense, so lots of times they can save time, they can save money, they can improve production, as well as be stewardship type practices.
She says the local soil conservation district would be a farm owner's first point of contact to develop or update their plan. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're talking with UK water quality specialist Amanda Gumbert on the need for farmers to update their water quality plans. As a matter of course, she recommends every 2 years.
You might have bought new property, you might have sold some property, you might have added a livestock operation, or you might have shifted totally to crop production. And so in those 2 years, there's probably something that you've changed that would trigger the addition or an adjustment to a best management practice that you might not have had in your plan.
She says it can even be done online, but it does need to be done.
So it's mandatory that we all have ag water quality plans, but it is flexible enough that we have the option as farmers to pick those practices that best fit our operation.
Again, the local soil conservation district would be a convenient contact. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.